Morning, Boker Tov. Today's topic, Suvas Daf Lamed Hey. Suvas Lamed Hey. We're continuing in our travels through the ideas of carrying out two punishments, Misa Maman, Misa Malkas, Malkas Maman. So our issue, the reason why it comes up, of course, is because our Mishnah said that a person who's Ma'anis, even Achais, his own sister, Achais Av, Achais Imai, is going to be subject to a payment of Knas. We know the Mishnah in Makas, the third paragraph, says such a person is also subject to a punishment of Malkas. On top of that, our Mishnah, we know, it was very, very clear in our Mishnah already, we knew already that even though these people are Mechoyiv also in Karis, so he said our Mishnah clearly holds that Karis is not considered a punishment of Bezin, it's punishment of Shmayim, and therefore it's not Island to the Cheshbon. We do have other Shitas, we point that out already in the Gemara, that argue in this whole that Chiv and Karis also don't have Malkas or Mammon, but let's leave that aside for now. But we have a Chiv of Mammon in our Mishnah, we have a Chiv of Malkas in the Mishnah in Mesechus Makas in the third paragraph. And the question is, we know you're not Mechayiv both, Kedei Rishasa and Rachmana, you only have one punishment, either Mammon or Malkas, not both. So how do we reconcile it? So we've already gone through various different ways. Rabbi Yechanan said that it was told by case, you didn't warn for Malkas, and that's why in our mission is Mammon. But in a Harami, if you warned for Malkas, there'd be Malkas, there'd be no Mammon. Then we had a Shishit, we said the other way. We had an opinion that said that really the Chiv is, Ikr Chiv is Mammon, is Ula's opinion back at the beginning. Ula's opinion was that when you have Mammon and Malkas, the Ikr Chiv is going to be Mammon, you pay Mammon. What's the case with the Gemara, and that's like our Mishnah, what's the case with the Gemara Malkas where it says Chayav Malkas? That's my case where there was no Chiv Mammon. Let's say a case where the girl was a Begeris, she was Mefuta, she was not, we're not talking about a case of Kras in the Mishnah over there in Malkas, so Mammon wasn't relevant, only relevance over there is Malkas. That was another answer. Yeah, and 2 days ago, I think it already was, 2 days ago, we brought up the Teretz that we're going like our man. I think we actually only read it yesterday, but it was the end of 2 days ago's daf. On the Gimel Beis, Rishlak Shmuel suggests we're going like Rameir. Rameir holds Leika Umishal. Rameir holds you can have both Mammonis and Malkas. You can talk, be subject to both. Ask the Gemara 1 second. If you go have both two punishments, then why in the next Mishnah coming up in tomorrow's Daf Tav Amavav by Bitai does the Mishnah say if a Mammonis Ma'anis is Bitai, there's no Din Knas there because Chayis Chayiv Misa, Yisrael Misa's Bezdin, no Dekras, but according to the Mer, say, he should have Misa and Mishalim. So the Mer said, maybe there's a Chilik, maybe your Mer, the Mer wanted to suggest that maybe your Mer, even though he agrees, you could pay Mammon and get Malkus, you don't have Misa and Mammon. Then you don't have Misa to get Mammon, perhaps, but the problem is, we have a Bryce that's very clearly, if one Shechs on Shabbos, this was a big focus of yesterday's Daf, if one Shechs on Shabbos, let me go back. He steals an animal and then shechs it. The halacha is one steals an animal and then shechs the animal or sells it. He's chayiv dal bay. He's got to pay 4 or 5 times the amount, 4 times the value of a par, 5 times the value of a sheep. He's got to pay 4 or 5 times the amount. If one steals the animal and then he shechs of avoy dezara, so what he does on Shabbos, all avoy dezara, he's going to have to pay according to Meir. That's the case where he's chayiv misa for shechting on Shabbos or shechting of avoy dezara, and he still has to pay. We see your Meir holds one's chayiv misa and mama. That was the question on the Braisa. So we gave one answer. Two answers yesterday. One answer was we're talking about he shechted like the acher, he shechted through third party. He didn't do the shechita. Someone did the shechita on his behalf, and that's still good enough for the chiyuv dal vei. But avad is not chayiv misa for someone else shechting. The second answer was that no, he shechted himself. Avad he shechted himself. But this is a chiddush. This is Rabbi's answer. It's a chiddush. The parsha of dal vei is a big chiddush, and therefore, even though normally misa and mammon or meir holds one's not chayiv, like the mishnah is going to come up in tomorrow's daf, by bita you're not chayiv misa and mammon. Over here, you're chayiv misa and the kenas, the dal vei, because it's a chiddush who shechiddush tara. There's a chiddush even within kenas. There's a chiddush, and therefore one is chayiv. That was the quick synopsis of the cheshbon where we were yesterday. So in the end of that discussion, we had brought this is Rabbi's answer again that. Because the Chiddush, we're saying there's Misa and there's Mammon. Rabbi just qualified and said that this day Yechayiv Dal Vei is only if the Gneva took place before Shabbos. So there's already a Chiv for the Karen, the principal. And then on Shabbos, you're only adding the Chiv when he Shechs on Shabbos, being Erev Nisr. You're only adding Dal Vei, the Knas element. That's when we say it's going to take effect. Even though because the Chiddush, it'll take effect. Even though there's Misa, it'll take effect. But if the Gnev itself, the Karen, was only taking place on Shabbos, then we're not going to be Chayev. That's not a Chiddush. The fact that you owe money for you steal, that's not a Chiddush. And therefore, you're not going to be Chayev. The base payment, the Misa that is Chayev, overrides the obligation of Mammon on the base payment. And once there's no base payment, there's no Gimel V'dalad, right? You're not going to say Chayev Dal, certainly not Dal Vei, because the base payment is missing. So maybe say Chayev 3 or 4 times, not 4 or 5 times. No, you don't have 3 or 4 without the fifth time. You have to have the base payment to have the Knas. That was Rabbi's Yisrael. And Rav Papa, just to get exactly where we're up to, Rav Papa came along and added, same halacha applies by a parah she'ula. A parah that was borrowed, same halacha is going to apply. And the Gemara was bothered. What's he adding? In the case of parah, Torah, as opposed to some other case. So now the Gemara said, no, Sheul is what he's adding. I mean, Rav Papa is coming to explain that if one borrows a parah before Shabbos and then does the damage, Shechtze, on Shabbos, that's not considered that the Karen was owed before Shabbos. Even though he borrowed it and he's chayiv in the Mezainis, he doesn't owe the parah till he actually does the damage. He's chayiv in einsim, he's chayiv in mezainus of the parah from the second he borrows it. But this that we consider as if he owes the parah only takes an effect when he actually damages it, when he does the shechita on Shabbos, and therefore that too would not be subject to talv hay because it's missing the base payment. So based on that, says the word further. Amar Rava, this is where we left off. Amar Rava. Hiniach lam aviyah parashula. Could be read this quickly, but I'm not sure. We'll go over it either way inside. Amar Rava hiniach parashula. We're on lamed dalin amed beis. We're a little way, about 60% of the way down the page, not much more. Amar Rava. Hiniach lam aviyah parashula. The father left over a borrowed animal. The father borrowed an animal, and he left over, he died, and his children now have this animal. What are they allowed to do with it? Mishtamash Shemem, Koli Meshilos. They're allowed to continue to use it. So let's say the father barred it for 30 days. The father's merged his children the right to use the animal for the remainder of those 30 days, even though he's gone. May said if the animal would die while under their jurisdiction, normally when one borrows the animal, even if an einus happens, Yichayef. The borrower is chayef. The borrower takes all responsibility, even einsim. However, in this case, may say chayef einsim. If the animal dies, they're not chayef einsim. Rashi explains because they never accepted the achrayas. The father did. So it's interesting. They inherit from the father the rights to continue using the animal, but they aren't chayef in the einsim. What if they thought it was their father's cow and they didn't think it was borrowed? They thought it belonged to the father and they shechted and ate it. Over there, they have to pay the value of, maybe not the value of this meat itself, maybe this meat is a more expensive meat, but they have to pay at least the value of the cheapest meat. They got to replace with at least the value of cheapest meat. They're considered somewhat of an einus, but they're considered somewhat negligent as well, because they should have done more research to make sure it belonged to the father. Now, here's the key part that we need for connecting back to our Gemara. If the father left over real property, achrayas, left over land, real or houses, things that could be used to pay back the person who he borrowed the cow from, chayav l'shalem, then the yershim have to pay back for the father's estate. Now, which case is the Brisa saying that yershim have to pay back for the father's estate? Is it only on this most recent case, where we said that you paid mebas bazul in a case where they thought it was the father's animal, shechted it, and if the father left over, real property, then the children have to pay from the real property to make up full regular price, not to make bus and bazo. It's going only on the seifa, or is it even going on the ratio where the animal that was given over from the father, that the borrowed animal, dies? We said the ratio that you're same amount pater, but that's only their pater. But if the father left over real property, then the same amount have to pay for the father's assets, going even on the ratio or only on the seifa. By the way, the idea that the father's property would be subject for payment, let's say the seifa, is because the father's considered, first we'll explain, they're bothered. Why should the father's assets be Meshubit to pay for the kids made a mistake later, so they want to say the father was a little bit negligent because he should have notified, obviously he died, but he should have notified his children beforehand, notified his family, this is not my para, this is a para that I borrowed. And his negligence, slight, we're not saying it was the worst thing in the world, he didn't know he was going to die necessarily, but his not lack of making it clear that he borrowed it, it causes his estate maybe to be achoy. Okay, but says the Gemara, some say that line of Nechel Mavim, when the father left off money, the children have to pay for the father's estate to pay back the lender of the cow. Some say on the Reisha, even, and some say on the Seif. The Mark explains, if we say even the Reisha, where it was time just a case of Einus, certainly the Seif, where there was some negligence on the part of the children as well. So over there, you'll for sure apply this. And here's the key point. Either way, it's Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa held that one borrows an animal. There's absolutely no chiyuvim. When does the chiyuv kick in? Only when the damage happens. When the damage happened over there, the father was dead. The father's already dead. How does the state be obligated to pay for damage that only took place after he died? How can it be a chiyuv, a lien, like an obligation, a shibud on his estate? So it's going clearly like Rav Papa. It must be like the opinion that the second you borrow, there's already a shibud, a chiyuv. Well, the one says that's going on the seifa, so maybe only in the seifa where the shechtan ate the animal, maybe they should have done more research. Dafka there, the father's estate has to pay. And like you said, the father should have told the children who the animal belonged to. Avon Reisha, the Reisha's case where the animal just dies. So over there, the halacha would be that you don't pay for the father's estate. Loi, the father's estate would have behind you, and that fits like very much. Dear Papa, that the chiv by a shayel, by a borrowed item, the chiv by shayel is only once the damage is happening, not b'shas, the act of shayla. Okay. Back to the Machlokes Berachah Mishlakish, which we gave a lengthy akdama before we started, that we have Machlokes Berachah Mishlakish, how to reconcile our Mishnah over here in Makkos, in the Mishnah over here in Eilon Iris that says that when one is honest to his sister, he pays Knas, and the Mishnah Makkah says he gets Malkus, he can't get both, presumably. So Rish Lakish says, yeah, he could. We're going like a mayor who says that Lake of Mishalim. Rabbi Yechon says, no, we're talking about a case where there's no Asra. Says, Rabbi Yechon made the state, doesn't go to Rish Lakish, took a Mukul of Karabanan. Rabbi Yechon would prefer to make the author of Ramishnayas like the Rabbanan, not like a mayor. Rish Lakish has to pigeonhole into a mayor who says Lake of Mishalim. Rabbi Yechon doesn't want that answer, so he says, we're talking about a case where there's no Asra. And that's where this moment. Rish Lakish, but according to Rish Lakish, my time, Rish Lakish says we're talking like a mayor. My time, like a, why did he not say Karbechan? It was simply talking my case, but there's no Asra. Answers the Gemara a big yisayit. There's a big yisayit in the sugya of Kamlei and Kedei Rish Asai. Amalach, Rish Lakish will tell you, Kivan the Ilu Asrabe Pater, Ki Le Asrabe Nami Pater. Since if you would warn him, what's Karbechan saying? The guy was warned from Makkas. Since he wasn't born from Malchus, there won't be Malchus punishment, and therefore this is subject to Mammon. There is a Chiyuv Mammon. Rish Lakish says no. Once, if you, the halacha is, had you warned the guy, he'd be chayav Malchus and not Mammon, even though you didn't warn him, and he's not going to get the Malchus, he's still not chayav Mammon. The din of Kamei Dramade or Kedei Rish Asai applies even when you're not giving the other punishment, when you have two punishments. And we say, you only get one, not the other. You only get the Mohammedic one. In our case, we're saying you get the Malchus, not the Mammon. Rish Lakish is of the opinion that even if the person's not going to get the Malchus, why? Because he wasn't warned. Still, since he did an act that's subject to Malchus, he stood to be put there from the Mammon. Azuzamayo, and they go according to their reasonings. The Chiyasar of Dimi, Amar of Dimi came from Bavel, from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He said as follows, if a person did an accident, he did a b'shegig, he did a chayv misa or a chiyav of Malchus, and together they did some other vera. Rabbi Chalamer, you're not going to get the Malchus, you're not going to get the Misa. Rabbi Chalamer, therefore, chayev, he's chayev to pay the money because you're not getting the other punishment. Rabbi Chalamer, pati apater. Rabbi Chalamer, chayev to the last money. Since he didn't warn him for the other punishment, he's not going to get the other punishment. He's not going to actually get the Malchus or the Misa. Therefore, he's chayev the mammon. That seems fairly obvious. Rish Lakish on pater. This is the chiddush. Rish Lakish is still pater. Keep the il asbe pater. Since had he warned him to be pater, kil asbe on pater. Since had he warned him to be pater, so to now he's also going to be pater. This is a chakira in the Achrayim Ruvain. Rizovsky, I mean, there's going to be a very clear ton of Bechitzki coming up. It's going to be a drasha to this extent that when one's Chayiv Misa, when one did an act that's Chayiv Misa, even though he's not going to actually get Misa because there's no Asura, he's still going to be putter from other payments. It's going to be, right, so far we're saying it almost like Mesvara, Mechalik Mesvara, Rebbe Chushakish, would it be a clear proof that Chitana Bechitzki has like a drasha? But the Shaila is, what exactly is the Lamda? So why is he putter from the second punishment if he's not receiving the first punishment anyway? So Reuven Gizovsky has a Chakira. Is it that the Maisa Avera, that we learn from the Pesukim, when one does Avera, it's Mohammer, the fact that he did the Mohammedic Avera, it exempts him from any ramifications for the more lenient Avera, not that it's he's not gaining because he did two Averas, but the Metzias is, but once he did a Mohammedic Avera, that takes over the focus, and the Maisa Avera is what pathos him, and therefore whether he did a B'Shagi, whether he did a B'Mezah, whether he knew about it, he's going to get punished, or whether he did a B'Shagi, he's not getting punished for it, the bottom line is the fact that he did the Avera is what pathos him, or no, is it the, do we say that it's not the Avera, it's the Einish, you can't give him the simple teich. You can't give him two einishim. You can't give him the einish of Misa and the einish of Mammon. You gave him the einish of Malchus and the einish of Mammon. And the chiddush over here is, even though he's not getting the einish, since he did an act that would be subject to the Mohammedic einish, that's enough. So the point is that would, the second way would have been the pashtus, but the fact that we're saying it works even by a case of shaygig gives us a tzata, a svara to say that maybe it's not the Einish that's patering, the Chametik Einish patering the Moli Einish, it's the Maisa Veira, the Mohammedic Maisa Veira is what paters the other Maisa Veira, and therefore maybe even if it's not Meshagig, it's going to pater. That's a Chakira that the Achrayim, Ruvain, and others bring. There's different ramifications, they want to connect it to what the Peter by Raid, other cases, but just at least we'll focus for a second on the, just on the lumdus of how the Peter is working. And it plays a big role in why it works even by Shaygig. Is it the Maisa Veira, or is it the fact that it's theoretically subject to Einish, even though in this case there's no Einish? Okay. Says the Gemara further. Eisvei Rabbi Yechon, Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechon. So Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechon, we're going to have two versions of almost the same Gemara. One case for Rish Lakish asking this price of Rabbi Yechon. Next case Rabbi Yechon is asking for the same price of Rish Lakish. First way is Rish Lakish, who says that there is a Ptur, Iwan Yenachayev. The Mohammedic punishment, the fact that he did that vera is a p'tur. He asked on Rabbi Yechon from the case we quoted many times already. Laya asin anishalish. Pasuk says when two men are fighting and they accidentally hit a pregnant woman and caused her to miscarry, it says if there's no death, then he should be punished by paying the money, the value of the baby. Now, top of Lami Yamanav. My love, what does it mean? Asin mamish. Doesn't mean there was no asin, there was no death, which sounds like meaning We're saying if the woman didn't die, then there's a din to pay the money. Now, sounds like if the woman would die, you would not have to pay any monetary value of the blood. You would have to pay the money. Now, the chayr over there, the assumption is there was no asra. There was no asra about being killed for killing the woman. They were fighting with each other. There's no warning about potentially killing the woman, mi'chayv misa. So you have a case where you have a chayv misa shagigin. There's no warning about the woman. And he's still going to be putter for mammon. So the chayr tzaraya that chayv misa shagigin is putter for mammon. Rabbi Yechon will respond, no, loy din asayin. When the pasuk says there was no death, it doesn't mean that the woman didn't die. It means there's no chayv misa on the perpetrator. When there's no chayv misa on the perpetrator, then he's chayv mammon. Had there been a chayv misa on the perpetrator, then there wouldn't be chayv mammon. But Adarabba, as long as there's no chivmisa, whether he did it b'shaygig, whether he killed even b'mezim, if for some reason we're not carrying out a chiv of misa on the perpetrator, there's going to be a din mammon, like din asayin. It means the din of misa didn't apply to the perpetrator, and therefore it's chayv mammon. Ikedar Mishab said the same conversation was the opposite way. Esrei Reichlam Shalakush Berechnes says a question to Shlakish. V'lay asayin, Anishanis Pasa says, if there's no death, then there's chiv of monetary payment. My lab din asayin doesn't mean that there's no din asayin, there's no din of death on the perpetrator, but sounds like only when there's a din of death on the perpetrator, then he's pater from the mammon. But if there'd be no din of death, he'd be chayev, even if it was an act that carries with a chiv misa. As long as he's not chayev misa, he'd still be chayev. It's a right to Rabbi Yochanan. And Rishlak should respond, lai, asim mamish. No, it means if there's no death, meaning the woman didn't die. Had the woman died, then there'd be an exemption on the mammon. Even if he's not chayev for killing the woman, he'd still be exempt from the mammon. So both Rabbi Yochanan and Rishlak can interpret that drush, that brisa, like their own opinion. Amrava. Rav asks, but does anyone really argue in the society that Rosh Lakish is saying that when one does an act that would be chayev misa had he been warned, but he wasn't warned and therefore he's going to be exempt from the misa? Does anyone argue and say that he putter for the mammon? Everyone gives a putter for mammon. It's a drasha of Tanna Bei Chizkiya. It says Gemara, Umiya Kaman, Laman Damar Chayev Misa Shaygin, Chayevin. Is anyone that says Chayev Misa Shaygin is going to be chayev pei mammon for Tanna Bei Chizkiya? Maka the Makam Hema. The Pusuk puts together the case where one hits an animal. The Lashon Pasuk is literally Maka Behema Ishamena Umaka Adam Yumas. One who hits a behemoth has to pay money, and one who hits a person and kills them is Chayev Misa. It compares being Chayev Misa for killing a person to hitting a behema. And we say as follows: Ma Maka Behema Lichak B'Meshegi B'Meizin. We don't make a chiluk when one hits a behema and damages the animal. That whether he did B'Meshegi or B'Meizin, Beim Miskav Miskav, whether he did it with Kivun, with intent, whether he did it unintentionally, Bein Dechri Dechri, whether he did it upward motion or downward motion, upward or downward. It's actually funny, we're talking about Makas over here, Pesach Blah. We've connected to Makas. That's really relevant to the second parak of Makas. We've got to be Golos. When one hits and when one kills, whether or not he has to go to Golos could be dependent on whether he did an upward motion or a downward motion. Okay, but over there, when it comes to the obligation to pay money for damaging another person's animal, we make no distinction whether it was b'shege or mazid, intent, no intent, upward, downward motion, and the paitre moment. Either way, we never say he's pater, Ella, in all the scenarios above, he's chayv mammon. Meaning we don't make any chiluk to say p'tur, rather he's always chayv. That's halacha by damages. By damages, he damages a friend's animal, he's always going to be chayv. No matter what the scenario was, he's going to be chayv. When he himself damages a friend's animal, he's always chayv. So af maka adam, the end of the pasuk also will say a similar idea. When a person kills another person, late tachlik, but we will not make a chiluk b'shege mezeh b'in miskav and miskav b'in derech rida derech liya. We won't make a chiluk between whether it was a shegig, whether it was an ein miskavin, whether it was derech rida derech liya, l'chayv mammon to say chayv mammon ella l'paitre. In all those cases, you're going to be pater l'paitre mammon. Meaning we're making a drasha at the p'tur of kamle that one is chayv a more chametic punishment. He's exempt from the lower punishment applies whether or not he's actually chayv misa. Whether he did it b'shegig, we still not chayv misa. Or whether he did it in a miskavin, in all the cases where he's not chayv misa, still he's going to have the exemption of the mammon. And how do we know this? Because we compare it to Maka Behema. Just like Maka Behema, across the board, Yechayev Mammon. So to Maka Adam, across the board, Yenachayev Mammon. But that's Tanna Bei Chizkiya's drasha. Could Rabbi Yechon argue? Gemara says, you're right. Elik Yasser, Ravin, Amar, Rav came along, he says, Chayev Misa Shaygin, in the case where the person did an act of, that would be Chayev Misa, but he did a B'Shaygig, everyone agrees with the Yipatan Mammon. Kamal Plagiv, Rabbi Yechon agrees to Paturin, Yipatan for any monetary payment, even though you're not actually subject to the Misa payment, since to the Misa punishment, since he did an act that would be subject to Misa, had he been warned, that's enough to accept it for Mammon. So where's the machlekes? Can you please give chayv malka shaygin v'davar acher? Chayv misa shaygin. A person does a chayv misa b'shaygin. He's certainly exempt from any monetary payment that was incurred at the same time in that action. But b'chayv malkas, that's where machlekes. Chayv malkas v'davar acher. We have chayv malkas, achiv malkas, and achiv of mammon at the same time. What's going to be? Rebbechon Amar chayv. That's where Rebbechon says chayv. Chayv misas chayv. Why? Because chayv misas lishkish. Chayv malkas lishkish. Because the pasuk only compared the chayv misas of a person to a to a Makabehema, Chayv Malkus was not compared. Whereas Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says, Putter, the person to be putter, why? Chayv Malkus also are compared to the case of Makabehema. And just like Makabehema, we make no chilek across the board, Shaykh Gemezid, you're always going to be Chayv. So to be Chayv Malkus, we make no chilek, he's always going to be putter from Mammon across the board, he'll always be putter. Weird, Heichon of Satera, weird, Reish Lakish saying the Torah was marba to include Chayv Malkus to compare it to Makabehema. Amra Abai, I say Rasha Rasha, Abai says, Xer Shava, Rasha Rasha, it says, that's the pasuk by Ritzicha, says Lashon Rasha, and of course it says by Malkus Vim Hayim Ben Hakis Harasha. The pasuk quoted many times recently. Hayim Ben Hakis Harasha has the word Rasha by Malkus as well. So just like by Chayv Misa, we say you're always going to be pata for Mammon, whether it's Shegi or Mezin. So to Chayv Malkus, we'll make Gzir Shav Rasha Rasha to learn out from Makabei Mishamem to say you're pata from Mammon, even if it's a case of Malkus, which is only a Shegi. He's not getting the Malkus; he's still pata for Mammon. That is Abayas. That is a bias source. Rabba says, I see maka maka. Rabba says the source is from the words, same type of words, maka maka. Just like you learned out, Chayv Mises Bezdin from maka behema, maka adam, the comparison of maka maka, so too, it's even by a case of Chayv Malkus, we learn it from maka. The Mar's going to ask which maka we're referring to. Before we go there, really, should have asked the question a little earlier. Taishas, Ramasul, Mi'ika, and many who showed him about the same question are quite bothered. Agamara made a whole about face in what we assumed in Rabbi Yechanan, saying that Rabbi Yechanan is not going to argue that when one doesn't act, that's subject to Mises Bezin, even if he did a B'shaigig, Avad Rabbi Yechanan has to agree also that he's going to be exempt from Mammon. Why? Because Tan B'chizkiyah! Chizkiyah taught this teaching. Well, anytime a person has an act that carries capital punishment, he's automatically exempt from Mammon, whether or not he's chayiv capital punishment. The fact that this is an act that is subject to capital punishment, even if the fellow did a peshaygeg, he's not chayiv misa, he's still part of mammon. That's chizkiyah's drasha, gevaldik drasha. But the problem is in Sanhedrin Taf Samach Tes, the rabbanon, rebbe, arguing chizkiyah. Not everyone agrees to chizkiyah's din. So we're asking Rabbi Yechanan as if umiyak and laman, is there anyone that doesn't agree to this din? That, like Reish Lakish is saying, the Chayv Misa is putter from Mammon, and Hekar Rabbi Yechanan argue. Of course he could argue. He has Rebbe, he has the Rabbanon. Well, there's many reasons why he could argue. This is a question that, it's a basic question. Once you see the Sanhedrin, it's a pell of what Agamar is asking over here. So we'll just speak out Taisa's first terrors. Vish Lemar, Taisa's first answer is the Enechanami. Everyone agrees to Chizkiyah, legabi mummonis of the victim itself. Meaning, when someone goes and he kills Shimon, Reuven goes and kills Shimon. B'shaigeg doesn't realize there's a din of Misa. Any monetary damage that Reuven would be chayv to Shimon, everyone agrees to Chizkiyah. Whether or not Reuven is chayv Misa, because it was amazing, or B'shaigeg is not chayv Misa, he's going to be exempt from Mammon. Everyone agrees to that part of Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah's chiddush extends, and let's say at the same time that Reuven kills Shimon, he does damage, monetary damage, in some other vein. He also, we're going to have later in this Amud, he cuts some silk cloths at the same time. He does some other monetary damage at the same time. That's where Rebbe and the Chum argue and say, no, you're not going to be exempt on the other monetary damage, but the monetary damage that relates to this Misa, Avad Yipater, that even Rebbe and the Rebbe agree to Chizkiyah. And therefore, Agamar could ask Rebbechanan, Mia Kamidi, that you're going to disagree that Chayv Misa Shaking is exempt. Avad, everyone agrees, to, at least to some extent, that Chayv Misa Shaking is exempt from Mammon, and therefore the Maratuk Sebechanan to go to be talking about a case of Malkus. He only argues by Malkus, not by Mammon, because by Mammon all the time agree. But according to Taisa's first Eretz, they don't agree in every scenario, only Mammon that relates to the Misa itself. That is Taisa's first answer. Again, this Taisa's other answers, other Shaking about the answers, but the just important to point out that the Chizkiyah's din, even though in Agamari seems to be taken for granted as a black and white din, there are discussions about other Tanaim disagreeing to at least certain components of Chizkiyah's din. Okay, but back in the Gemara. So Reish Lakish holds that just like Chayv Misa's Bezdin, when one does an act of Chayv Misa B'mezin, he did a B'shaik, he's not Chayv Misa, still going to be exempt from Mammon. So to my Malkus, same story, he did an act of Chayv Malkus, he's not going to be Chayv Malkus because he was a Shagig, still have the exemption of Mammon. How do we know this? Rabbi says, because he darshan's Rasha compares the Pasuk Rasha by Malkus to Pasuk Rasha by Misa. Rava says, because he has Maka. He learns a Maka, the same drasha we had before, Maka Bema, Maka Adam, Mishamena, he learns out the word Maka by Malkus. The question is, where do we have the word Maka by Malkus to compare it to the din of Maka Behema? Amalei Rav Papa, Rava, Hai Maka. Which Maka is Rava talking about? Elim of Maka Behema, Mishamena, or Maka Adam, you must, if you take the possible way he says, a person who's an animal, has to pay. A person's Adam is Chayev Misa, that's the pasuk we've been quoting the whole time. That's the pasuk that we're saying that we know to compare Maka Adam, Maka Behema. Well, that's talking about a case of Misa, it's not talking about Malkus. Hai Bektalud Chsiv, that's talking about a case of Misa. Ella, we're looking for a case of a pasuk of the word Maka by Chayev Malkus. By hitting a person, Michai Malkus. Ha, Elahai. Maka, which Maka refer to? Umaka nefesh behema ishamena, nefesh tachas nefesh. It says the pasuk, when it's behema and kills it, he's a chayef to pay nefesh tachas nefesh, he's got to pay the value of the animal. The samachle nearby, it says, vishkihiti mbamisai, kashasa kayaslai, a person who puts a mum in his friend, the way he acted, such should be done to him as well. Such should be done to him as well. Now, that's very nice, good connection, talking about hitting a person next to hitting the animal, but it doesn't say the word maka. It says, Vishki Yite, Mubamis, don't say the word Maka. I love Maki. You don't have the word Maka over there. You need the word Maka to make your connection. Zev Shava says, the Mura, Anna Haka Haka Kamina. So Rava answers, yeah, we mean we're learning out the din of hitting for the din of hitting. We don't need that exact term, the same terminology, the word Maka. The fact that we are comparing, we're putting together the hitting of an animal and the hitting, in English, the same word, the hitting of an animal and the hitting of a person, we're putting it together. That tells me that when one hits a person, he's chayav malchus, even if he's did a b'shegik, so he doesn't get the actual malchus punishment, he's still exempt from mammon. Just like by hitting an animal, he's always chayav, whether or not it's b'shegik mezid, the halachas remains the same, it remains constant, that he's always chayav, whether or not he's mezid or shegik, so too by malchus, he's going to be putter from mammonis. It remains constant whether or not he's a mezid or shegik. Ask him, not so fast. The pasuk is talking about hitting one's friend. We just discussed this in this parak multiple times already. When one hits his friend, he could be subject to malchus, yishamacha, right? Panyasif, to be the law of adding extra ga, and he could be subject also to mammon. And what do we say he's subject to? He's subject to mammon, not to malchus. There's no malchus when you hit your friend because you have mammon. Says the Gemara, v'chay v'chaveru does not get malchus against mammon. How could that be our source that when one's chay malchus, he's exempt from mammon? Over there, there is no malchus. What's the answer? We know this answer already as well. We had it also earlier. You know when there's malchus? When one hits his friend? When he hits his haka of less than a shavar pruta. You're right. If you can't make a drush in a case where, from the smichas, you can't darshan a din about a case where there's a hakka that has a shavruta, because of the yichai mammon. We're talking about a case, with the hakka, the makkah of Adam, hitting another person with less than a shavruta. When it's less than a shavruta, there's no chiyav mammon. There is a chiyav of malchus. That's a we said, very hard to swallow, that the guy's chayev malchus by less than a pruta, and by more than a pruta, always chayev his mammon, but okay, he's chayev malchus. So in such a case, less than a pruta, shapruta, we're going to say, even if it was done b'shaygeg, he has an exemption of mammon. Says Gemara, Tineo, Inyan lakash, ain't a b'shapruta. Ask the Gemara, I have this question on the top of Amid Beis, Seif la batashlumenu, top Rashi. Hi, loy techalik by lechayv mamad time b'shem de'im by k'day tashlum v'loy b'shem akeisha. If we're talking about a case where he did haka that's less than a shavruta, there's no money to pay. There's no money that he owes. He doesn't owe money. How are you saying that the fact that he's pater from mammon is because when we're comparing it to the case of maka, and we're comparing it to the maka of animal that you chayv across the board? So by malchus you pater across the board, you pater from mammon because there's no mammon. It's less than a shavruta. It's no shaychista. You can't make our drasha b'chalal. Says the Gemara, a teretz which we kind of touched on before already. Letzricha debhadi demachik garishu ryan delay. While he hit him, he also tore his clothing. So the hit itself didn't have a shavar pruta. And for the hit itself, he's chayv malchus. And at the same time, as he hit the guy, he also tore his clothing. In the act of hitting him, he tore his clothing. That's about the chayv mammon. That'll be chayv mammon. And the chiddush is, when he's chayv malchus, he's part of mammon. And the chiddush is by comparing it to maka behema, even if he's not chayv malchus, because it's a shaygig, since it's an act that's subject to malchus, even though he's not chayv malchus, he'll still be exempt from mammon. So that's going to be Rava's source. There is an interesting, before we go further, there's an interesting chiddush of Chayim al Hashas, where he debates, the mice were coming out that according to Reish Lakish, we're saying that the Chayiv Misa B'Shegeg or Chayiv Malchus B'Shegeg will indeed exempt him from any monetary payment, even side monetary payments. According to Be'echim, we don't say that. We say Chayiv Misa, he's maskim to the Tana B'Chizkiah, but Chayiv Mammon, he's not maskim, Chayiv Malchus, I'm sorry, he's not maskim, Chayiv Malchus, he has no drasha, he doesn't agree that a Chayiv Malchus B'Shegeg will pater from Mammon over the Chayiv Mammon. Only Chayiv Misa B'Shegeg will pater from Mammon. The Shaila is, it's really based a little bit on, it's based on whether Bechon Darshan's Maka only to Chayim Miso or even to Chayim Malkas. That's really the source of it. But in Lumdis, Chayim Al-Hashas wants to explain that this actually is a prior chilik that maybe could be explained, maybe more of a pilpul, could be aligned with this, according to Bechon, with the same chilik Lamaisa by Chayim Shegigin. Why? The source, Chayim points out, the source, I really, again, touched this earlier without focusing on it, the source that one's Chayim Misa, he's not also Chayim Mammon, is the pasuk of Le'yasin. The pasuk of Le'yasin, which is what we call famously Kamle B'drabmine. He gets punished with the more chametic punishment, and that exempts him, he's not Chayim, the weaker punishment. The source that one Chayim Malchus, he's not Chayim Mammon, or according to Rabbi Yechim, according to Ulu, we flip it, one's Chayim Mammon, he's not Chayim Malchus. In and of itself, that lends itself to understand that we're not sure what's Mohammed, Malchus and Mammon. lemon. It's a machlokes which one he gets. Over there, it's not a verb of chomer and kal. It's a verb of k'dei rishasai. The pasuk says k'dei rishasai. You get, I shouldn't say it's not a verb of chomer kal, but it's k'dei rishasai. The Torah says beznik only meet at one punishment, and therefore they only can give one. Which one? So we learn we have rayas. Which one it is? Is it mammon or is it malchus? But it's not the same idea of kumli bedramine of loy asan. It's two different sources. It says Reb Chaim that it could play out that it's two different lumdises. By the case of chayv misa, the verb is that the fact that he did an act of chayv misa, that pot is almost like we declared before, really similar to what we claimed before from Reb Ruvain, that the act of the maisa veira of a chayv misa then exempts from any other punishments, and therefore whether the chayv misa was done mezid or even b'shoigeg, it can still have an exemption. Whereas by chayv malchus, the p'tur is k'dei rishasai, Bez can only meet out one punishment. So if Bez is not meeting out the punishment, Mimalkas, because of Shaygig, it wouldn't exempt it from the Mammon. Of course, it's going only in Reichan. Rishakish argues in this, but Reb Chaim's explanation is, in Reichan at least, that it fits very geschmack, that we have a difference in source between Chiv Misa patering other punishments and Chiv Malkas patering other punishments, and because of that difference in source, therefore it plays out further that one works b'Shaygig, namely Chiv Misa, whereas Chiv Malkas doesn't work to pater b'Shaygig. That's the connection they bring in the stencils from Chaim Alashas. Okay, says the Gemara further. Amalei B'Chila Rebbe, Ultana B'Chizkiya, the Amar Ultana B'Chizkiya taught, that was the big drush of the day, that Makab Adam, when one hits a person, is compared to one hitting an animal. Just like when we hit an animal, we make no chilik between Shaykh and Mezid. Yo, he's chayiv, but there's no chilik. So to when one hits a person and kills him, we make no chilik. He's always going to be putter from other payments, whether he's Shaykh and Mezid. Mamai, that's all based on the fact that he did it during the weekday. And he's chayiv taka, mammon, and he would be chayiv, theoretically mammon and misa. I'm only giving him the misa. Mamai, the bechalik siv, like a fluge, how do you know we're talking about weekday? And therefore, you could we say you have a right, you don't make chilkut shaygig mezid. You have a whole drasha. Dilma b'shabbos k'siv. Maybe the pasuk of Makah Adam was talking about. Sorry, Makah Behema in general, Makah Adam both is talking about Shabbos. Where the Behema gufei l'fluge. Where by the Behema itself, we're not talking about where the Behema was killed, was hit b'shegig and b'mezid. It was only a case where it's hit b'shegig. If one goes and hits and wounds an animal on Shabbos, he's chayav misa. He's chayav misa for doing a malacha of wounding an animal on Shabbos. Right? So, began to say Shabbat, could be began to Shechita, began to Seveya, but he's Chayav Misa for a Malacha on Shabbos. If that's the case, he would be Taka Pater from the Mammon. That everyone would agree. One is Chayav Misa, a case where he does by Mezin, one is Chayav Misa, he's certainly Pater for the Mammon. So, we say Makabahim, you have to pay. We're saying it means Sai Mezin, Sai Shechita, because the person's always responsible for his actions. Not true. On Shabbos, if one hits the animal, he's not going to have to pay for his double Mezin. So, maybe we're talking about Shabbos. And it was done, Dafka, okay, so it's done by Shaygig, is he chayef to pay, but Mezid would have to pay, and then you can't go back to say by Misa too, Makah Adam also, when one hits his friend, Leichlak, the Nochlub, the Shaygig, and Mezid, no, maybe you do make a chalik, just like on Shabbos, you're making a chalik, we're talking about a case by Makah Behema, on Shabbos, where he only did it by Shaygig. Gemara says, no, don't make that mistake to assume that the case where he hit the animal on Shabbos, Tichsif, Makah Behema, Shemen, Makah Adam, Mimas. Heichadami. Idlasmi, what's the case? If he was given a warning, Mak Adam Amayumas. Idlasmi, sorry, if he was not giving a warning, then Mak Adam Amayumas. If he wasn't giving a Asra, then why would he be Chayv Misa when he hits a person? When he hits another person, kills him, no Asra, you don't get Misa. El Pshidasmi must be, he received Asra. And if he received Asra, Vibishabas Makabemi Shamana, if he received Asra, remember, Pasuk is talking about one case, we're comparing Mak Adam Makmema. If it's talking about where there was Asra, Makabemi Shamana, would you have to pay on Shabbos when you got Asra and you did a damage, which is Chayv Misa, would you have to pay Mamana Vadanat, you put it for the Mamana. Therefore, must be Elabachal, must be talking about during the week, during the weekday, and therefore, Taka during the week, one who strikes an animal and damages the animal's chayiv, whether it's b'shegig, whether it's mezid, he's chayiv for the animal, and therefore making a comparison, who had them when one kills another person, he's going to be putter from any mamanis, whether he did it act b'shegig or b'mezid. So our drasha is still okay. Amalei Rav Labayim. Lib Rabba. Now we're really going back. This is a nice little synopsis, a chazara of many of the sheets until now. It's not really complicated. We're just going to reference different opinions until now. We'll have to elaborate on each one, but from here to the two dots, we reference a lot of sheetas we've discussed in the past before blah. Amalei Rav Labayim. Lib Rabba. According to Rabbi, we just had this yesterday's daf, who explained that the reason why our Mary is going to say chayev not just malchus and mammon, you could be chayev misa and mammon. Over here, in our case, and not in our case, in the case of Dal Behe, where he shechs the animal on Shabbos that he stole, he's chayev misa mammon. Normally, Mary agrees, you're not chayev misa mammon. That's in the Mishnah daf lamavav. But over here, you're chayev misa. Over here, you're chayev
Actually, I take it back. The Gemara is asking for the Mishnah Davon in a second. But Remeir, we're saying, holds that one's chayiv misa mama because it's a knas, and knas is a chiddush. That's the point. Remeir holds a chayiv by knas misa mama. That was Rish Lakish's, that was Rabba's answer. The Rabba damer chiddush shishikach teri b'knas. The teri is mechadish by knas. Vafakav mitzvah b'shalom. And therefore, even though there's misa, there's also a chayiv payment going, and he's going in Remeir to say this, that Remeir says malchus a mama yichayiv, but misa mama not. But when it's a knas, yichayiv even maman. So, Masisa Kamamukma, who's going to be the author of Mishnah? If you're going to say it's like a mayor, you have a question for the next Mishnah, is also Knas. Kasha Bite, Bite Shrek, because Bite is also Knas. So, why is he going to be Pater? Say, just because it's Misa, when he's Ma'anas Bite, he's still Chayav Mammon because it's a Knas, and there's a Chidashu, by Knas, they Chayav both. That's going to be the problem with tomorrow's Mishnah. And Elamai Rab is going to say the author of Mishnah is Rechidim Akana. If you remember, Rechidim Akana is the one that says, they get Malkus. You get Malkus and Mammon. He holds, you can say it goes like a Kada, and he holds that you can get Malkus and Mammon. Just to remind ourselves, he was the one that said on Daf way back when, in the beginning of the Perek, that when one is one that one when one does an act of Yom Kippur and he is Aver Chayiv Karis, at the same time he's doing an act of Chayiv Mammon, he's going to be exempt. Meaning, not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had said that Chayiv Karis does not pater from Mammonis. Chayiv Mekana argues that Chayiv Mammon, Chayiv Karis, does pater from Mammonis. Thoreau wants to suggest that Rabba's learning our Mishnah like Chayiv Mekana, going with Reb Meir, who says that you can be Chayiv Mammon and Malkus. So he asks the Gemara, Kasha Chayisai. The case of a Chayisai is going to be Shver, because why by Chayisai, is there going to be Malkus? L'chayra, he should be putter from Malkus because of the Karis. He should putter from the Mammon because of the Karis. Meaning, really, really, just going back to what we said back right in the beginning of the Perek, that Rechidim Akana argues in our Mishnah, he holds that you're not Chayav Mammon when you Chayav Karis. So if you're going to plug in Rechidim Akana over here, it doesn't help you, Reb Rechidim Akana, because you shouldn't be Chayav the Mammon over here. Iker Bitzlik, Amei Wagok, Bitzlik is a Shita and Malkus and Afi Gimel. And he holds Malkus Afi Gimel that when one is Chayav Karis, he's not Chayav Malkus. So our Mishnah and Malkus Daf, Malkus over there in the beginning of the third paragraph says that one who does an act of be with a Chayisai is Chayav Malkus. And Yitzchak comes along and says, no, you're not Chayav Malkus, it's Chayav Karis, how can you get Malkus? So the Mishnah held that Chayav Karis doesn't exempt from Malkus because it's going to be De Shemayim. But Yitzchak goes, no, similar to Rechidim Akana over here, that you exempt, Rechidim Akana is talking about Mammon, Yitzchak says he's going by Malkus, you're exempt from the Malkus there. So you're going to say that Yitzchak is the author, and therefore there's no Malkus. And because there's no Malkus, therefore there's Mammon, very Geshmak. The problem is our Mishnah spoke about a case where there's no Chayav Karis, namely Mamzeres. Mamzeres is a Chayav Malkus and not Chayav Karis, and over there even Yitzchak would agree he's Chayav Malkus. So right away, Mammon in the case of Mamzeres, Kasha Mamzeres. Hanichi Sava Kabechan. So it all fits beautiful if you go for Abba goes to Kabechanan, who holds that we're talking about a case where you didn't give Asra, and therefore, since there's no Asra, there's no Malkus. So Hanichi Sava Kabechanan, who not Mithasa Kabechanan, he holds that Kabechanan, we're talking about a case there's no Asra, and when there's no Asra, there's no Malkus, and even though you did an act that's subject to Malkus, it's Chay Malkus Shaygin, according to Bechanan, you'd still be Chay for Mammon, it's all good. Eli Sava Kabechanan, we've also got Shakish that even when you did an act that's not going to be Chay of Malkus, it's just Shai, it's because it was a shaygig. But it would be Chayav Malkus had it been amazing. You're exempt from Mammon. Heichim Tarasla. Rabba's going to be Shver in our Mishnah. Mar says, you're right. Al Karchach Rabbi Yechanan Tzvili. Al Karchach Rabba's explanation goes like Rabbi Yechanan. Omer Rasla. Abaye Rasla says to Abaye. L'Besh Lakish Amar Feish Rusatari Chayav Malkus Chayav Mises. The Rish Lakish says that Chayav Malkus is truly Chayav Mises. That what? That even when it's done b'shegig, it'll exempt, even when it's done b'shegig, and therefore there's no Chayav Malkus, just like no Chayav Misa, it'll still exempt Mammonis. According to that Rish Lakish, Man Tana de Polik Aleh to Rabbi Chaim Menachana. Who's going to be the Tana who argues on Rabbi Chaim Menachana, who says that the Chiv of Karis does and holds that the Chiv of Karis will not exempt from the Chiv of Mammonis? Meaning, Rabbi Chaim Menachana holds that the Chiv of Karis does exempt from the Chiv of Mammonis. Our Mishnah holds not like that. Who's going to be the author of our Mishnah? L'chayra, any time a person is chayev, does not vary the Shaykh to Malkus. Then l'chayra, he's going to be exempt from mammon, whether he's chayv malkus or not. Isn't he chayv malkus in all these cases? Anytime you have a chiv karis, that's Gemara. Ira mayor, ira b'tzik. No, he can. The town of Mishkan either be like a mayor who says that there's din of leikah mishalim. So forget about chayv mishaygin. There's din of leikah mishalim, or like a b'tzik who says that by case of karis, the tak is no malkus. There's no malkus there, and therefore in our Mishnah, it's not the pshat that he was a chayv malkus b'shaygin. It was a chayv malkus b'chlal because the act of our Mishnah was a case of a chiv of Karis, and therefore there would be no Malkus in the case of our Mishnah. So it can go, the author of Mishnah could be like the opinion of Remeir or like the opinion of Rebitzak, according to Reish Lakish. Pause over here, pick up his Mar, Mishem. Have a wonderful day.